So if you've been coming to church, you know, any or all of the last three Sundays and today, a fourth Sunday, you've been hearing a proclamation, the invitation, Lent is beginning, yes, tomorrow. Okay? So no big news. If it is, you heard it from me today. You heard it. So today, all of us will respond to that invitation in a particular way, and I'd like to sort of describe the known sort of responses and help you in choosing the way that you will want to respond. One will be that, as an Orthodox Christian, you'll say, Lent's not for me, or I don't do that. And that's an unacceptable, that would be unacceptable. And to borrow from an ancient Greek sort of saying, I would say either change your mind or change your religious affiliation. We could, well, I won't say it in another way, but so you could say, it's Lent, God forgive me, I'm not going to do it. I just can't, or I, you know, but I feel sort of bad, you know, and I know as Americans we never want to feel bad, but you have to. That's in the acceptable range, because at least you're saying humbly, I'm not doing it, and I know that it's not right. Because, as a parenthesis, the 40-day fast, I mean, that's like, that is Orthodox Christianity. I mean, a lot of things are Orthodox Christianity, but I mean, there's no doubting that, you know, Orthodox Christians and other Christians, Orthodox Christians have a 40-day fast period before Easter. It's called Lent, and they keep it. And we haven't changed the rules of what that is. You know, however people respond, that's another question. Another response would be for the elderly. And, you know, they will find, you know, what they can do. And I can just remember my parents. My mother's 85 this year. My dad's 91. And yet, they do something. Okay? It's not about me. It's about them. I can tell. I can imagine that the discussion goes like this every year. My mother will probably say, let's give up meat. And my dad will say, okay. And then she'll say, maybe we should also abstain from cheese. And he'll go, oh, you know. And they'll find what it is that they're going to do. And I kind of know what they do, but I mean, sometimes they'll do the first week, you know, the first week they'll keep really strict and Holy Week, and then you know, the middle, they'll keep it in a modified sort of way. And they have their pills, they have their things that they have to do. They're old. Then, you know, there's the family people who, you know, are concerned that their kids are, you know, completely nourished and stuff like that. And you can think of it however you want to, but I mean, those are kind of, you know, nursing mothers and all that kind of stuff have to have their stuff. But you know, I don't think anyone ever died from fasting, really. And here in our society, we have so many options year-round that you can get all kinds of foods all year. You don't have to, like, rely only on turnips or, you know, leeks or something, you know, during this period. And then, you know, another valid sort of response is to say, you know, it's kind of new to me, or, you know, I'm a busy person, but you know what? I'm going to do my best to do the first week, like, you know, really according to, as you can find out what the regulations are, and certainly Holy Week, you know? And then the rest of the time, something, you know, certainly meat. If you're eating meat for no other reason that you just want to eat meat, then you're not fasting, okay? Just so we know that, right? But anyway, okay. And then other people will modify it or attempt to keep it the whole time. Now, it's the Lord said, and we probably heard it, you know, in yesterday's gospel, that he said, when you fast, don't do it in order to receive glory from men, okay? That doesn't mean don't do it. It's about the intention. Do it, and even if people notice, if your intention is not to receive glory from men, but to keep, be faithful to your church, be faithful to your religion, be faithful to your Lord, for your spiritual benefit, you can keep it, even if it becomes a little bit obvious to people, as long as your intention is not that you're doing it to show off. It's about the intention, okay? So, like I said the other day, last week, let's do it together. We can support each other here. We can talk about it a little bit here, maybe not the specifics or the families. They can talk about how are you doing it. The old people can talk about how are you doing it, whatever. But then when it comes down to it, we're going to do it, whatever we do, so that we can be prepared as best we can to celebrate Holy Week and Easter when it comes this year. And let's do it together. And one of the easy extra things, not even extra, but we'll call it extra, is to come to church on time when it begins, at 8:15 on Sundays, and all the other services which we have, and the priests inside can tell you about that. Let's stand up and pray now.